Dark Smile Productions presents Salford Stories with Simon Bestwick. Northumberland Street in Higher Broughton is a pleasant suburban road in Salford's Jewish community, tree-lined with detached houses and villas. There are some new buildings, and at the end, where the street opens out onto Bury New Road, a big construction site. But many of these houses would have been extant during the 1930s, the period in Salford's history that's brought me here today. But the house I'm here to tell you about no longer stands. Thornley, number 17 Northumberland Street, which was owned by Oswald Mosley. Some of you may never have heard of him. If not, Oswald Mosley was the leader of the BUF, the British Union of Fascists, Britain's counterpart to the German Nazi Party back in the 1930s. Close friends with Adolf Hitler, who was the best man at his wedding, Mosley ran for power on a platform of racial hatred and anti-Semitism in particular. If Hitler had won the Second World War, Oswald Mosley would very likely have led Britain. Although the BUF were based down in London, they had branches in the north of England too, and Mosley himself had family links to the area. The Mosleys made their fortune in the 15th and 16th centuries in the cloth trade. Mosley Street in Manchester is named after them. The BUF's early meetings were held at Hindman Hall on Salford's Liverpool Street. So it's perhaps not surprising that at one stage he considered moving his base of operations to Manchester, or rather Salford, to his house on Northumberland Street. Mosley's supporters, the Blackshirts, used to make their way from their favourite cafe, Walter's on Great Ducey Street near Victoria Station, through strange ways along Bury New Road to Thornley, in order to provoke the Jewish population. Maurice Levine, a local man who later fought with the International Brigade in Spain, recalled in his autobiography how there would often be clashes between the Blackshirts and local residents. The BUF's heyday was in the Great Depression of the 1930s, blaming unemployment and poverty on Jews and immigration. But Mosley was never able to gain the kind of support his German and Italian counterparts had, and in 1940, with the onset of the Second World War, Mosley was arrested and interned, and the BUF were banned. One of the reasons for Mosley's failure was that young people from all communities in this city and across the country organised to disrupt BUF meetings and to campaign and leaflet against the fascists. They were people who believed that what unites us as human beings is more important than differences of race, colour or creed. United like that, they won. It's a lesson that we could bear in mind today. It's strange to think that history brushed by this quiet leafy street once, however lightly. But there's no sign of where it went. After the war, Thornley was bought by Abraham Jacob Pfeffer, a local furniture importer, on behalf of the Jewish community, and subsequently demolished. It's now the site of one of Manchester's most orthodox synagogues. And while I'm not a religious man, I can't help but find that fitting. See you next time. Salford Stories was written and presented by Simon Bestwick, and produced by Ian McNess. Dark Smile Productions would like to thank the Centre for Jewish Studies, Manchester University, for their help in the making of this programme. Salford Stories was a Dark Smile production for SCRFM.